Doc Boggs. How many Doc Boggs fans do we have out there? Oh, don't all raise your hands at once. Doc Boggs is one of my big culture heroes. He also recorded in 1928. He was a miner in Tennessee. He was white, and he got into the banjo because when he was a little kid, he went out into the countryside in Tennessee, and there was some sort of house dance going on with black musicians. And he just kind of hung out with a couple of his buddies, and they heard the music going on with banjo, fiddle, guitar, and mandolin. And the banjo player played Turkey in the Straw, and it was that that got Doc Boggs interested in playing the banjo. Somewhere in the mid-20s, he moved to Virginia and was working in Virginia. And what would go on in those days is a lot of the people from down south were moving to the industrialized north, Chicago, Milwaukee, Gary, et cetera, et cetera. And the record companies decided that they could market the southern music to these people that had immigrated up north. So they would go down to the Carolinas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and put up posters advertising an audition to be on these various labels, RCA and Brunswick and such as that. And the local musicians would come out and they would pick a few out of the assembled masses. One day, Doc Boggs was walking through a small town in Virginia, saw one of these posters, and decided he would try to get a recording contract. Went to a music store, borrowed a banjo since he didn't have his with him, and showed up at this audition. And out of 70 participants, was one of three to win the recording contract with Brunswick Records. He recorded 12 sides in 1928, went on to have a career for a few years, sometimes playing with a guitar player. And then the Depression hit, and in the middle of all this, and I think it was 1931, he had an offer from RCA to go to down to Atlanta, Georgia, to record for RCA. And Doc didn't have enough money to afford the train ticket, so he went back into the mines for the next 25 or 30 years and was discovered by Mike Seeger, living in his hometown, and was brought back into the folk movement of the early 60s, and I had a chance to see him at the Newport Folk Festival. He's an amazing singer and banjo player, and if you get a chance to pick up his Smithsonian Folkways recordings, they're wonderful, and plus some of the earliest stuff is out still on, still available on CD. So here's a Doc Boggs medley, starting with one called Schottische Time, which is a kind of a dance. The Schottische is a kind of a dance, and finishing off with Turkey in the Straw.